Now for our daily dua. It is recorded in Abu Dawood in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and he says, لم يكن رسول الله يدع هؤلاء الدعوات حين يمسي وحين يصبح. Nabi Sassam never left out reciting the follow dua, owing dua, whether it was in the morning or in the evening. What is the dua? اللهم إني أسألك العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. Allah, I ask for well-being in this world and the Akhirah. Allah, I ask for forgiveness and well-being in my religious matters, in my worldly matters, with regards to my family and with regards to my wealth. Allahumma astur awrati. Allah, cover up my mistakes. Wa amin rawati. And give peace and comfort and security to my fears. Allahumma fadhni min bayni yadayya wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimali wa min fawqi. Allah, protect me from above, from below, from the front, from the right, from the left. Protect me from all sides. Wa a'udhu bika bi 'azmatika an ughtala min tahti. And I seek protection with your grandeur, that I be harmed in any way from the bottom, that I be swallowed into the earth. So this is a dua which encompasses the goodness of this world as well as the Akhirah. When we talk of afiat in this world, well-being in this world, then it refers to being protected from all types of sickness, difficulties, challenges, hardships, anything that you dislike or would be displeasing to you. That is afiat, protection from that. And when we talk of afiat in the Akhirah, then it is protection from all the scenes of horror and terror on the day of Qiyamah and subsequent to that. And that a person enters into Jannah without much difficulty. And that is what we ask Allah from. Allah grant us afiat continuously in this world and in the Akhirah.